Columbus politicians often promise to increase affordable housing. This May, voters will decide on a ballot measure to allow the city to borrow $50 million for the problem. Yesterday, we looked at how the city works with developers to increase the stock of housing. But today, we'll look at how the city helps residents more directly. On a recent Saturday morning, bleary-eyed prospective homeowners bundled in winter coats piled into a classroom at Homeport. Carrick Jackson leads the course, and he opens with a question. How do you get downtown? After a few volunteers offer examples, he jumps back in.
In this home buying process, you'll start understanding, you'll start hearing people say, well, I did it this way. I didn't do it that way, okay? But the overall goal in getting downtown is to get downtown, right? The overall goal in home ownership is what? To purchase this home.
The nonprofit developer is one of a handful of agencies offering classes on the home buying process, necessary to qualify for down payment assistance. Columbus Development Director Steve Shoney explains the city works on affordable housing in a number of different ways.
Sometimes all the threads feel like they make an ugly Christmas sweater.
But if you boil it down, the city is helping people get a home or keep their home. Affordable housing means people qualifying as low income, that's earning 20% less than the typical area family, can afford rent and utilities on up to a third of their earnings. In Columbus, that equals about $1,500 a month for a family of four. Figures from the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, put the number of Columbus residents qualifying as low income at more than 400,000. Estimates suggest Columbus needs about 54,000 additional units of affordable housing to meet demand. Columbus Housing Administrator Rita Parise explains, particularly for seniors, assistance maintaining a home can be critically important.
The furnace goes, the roof goes, there are other issues, basement walls start bowing, which is never a good day for an adult homeowner, but is a horrible day for a retired homeowner on a very fixed income.
In terms of getting housing, the city serves renters by helping developers secure federal tax credits for affordable housing projects. It also funds rental assistance through the Community Shelter Board for people who are homeless or at risk of losing their home. But for people purchasing homes, the city offers a down payment assistance program known as the American Dream Down Payment Initiative, utilizing money from HUD. It's a big reason why people came out to Homeport on a snowy Saturday morning. Maggie Parks showed up for her first class about a year ago. She closed in her house in Milo Grogan last September, just in time to host family for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I did all the fixings, just everything, like turkey dressing, ham, sweet potatoes, green beans, mashed potatoes, just like the whole smorgasbord of it all.
Parks qualified for help with her down payment after spending 6 months working to improve her credit. The home she bought used to be part of Homeport's lease-to-own program. She recalls when her credit counselors brought up the opening.
Yeah, we got this house, 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, 1-car garage. I was like, oh, okay, what's the catch? It's like, no, there's no catch. And, it was kind of hard to believe at first.
Earlier this month, the city announced the creation of a community land trust in partnership with the County Land Bank. John Turner administers the city's land redevelopment office, and he explains how the $3.8 million investment will work.
So we work with development partners who would fund the construction of the house, and that we would have our funds go in at the end of the project to the developer to make that house affordable by buying down the purchase price to the buyer.
The money comes from unused demolition funds left over in the agency's budget. Although money flows first to home builders, Turner explains there's a good reason for that.
So it's important that the subsidy go to the developer because it may be taxable income to the buyer.
Under the land trust model, buyers will own the home, but the trust will own the land beneath. When the homeowners eventually sell, they'll leave with their down payment, any equity they've built up, and a portion of the home's appreciation. Because the trust maintains ownership of the land, it can ensure the home remains affordable for future buyers. Nick Evans, WOSU News.